Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Now, this Christmas, we're looking forward to spending quality time with family and friends, enjoying our gifts, carols, and of course, Christmas lunch. Sadly, it's not going to be like this for everybody, particularly for people who have lost their jobs or who have become ill. This year, Fair Share Midlands is taking part in the Big Give Christmas Challenge, and the charity want to help deliver festive meals to people in need. To tell me more about this and making a welcome return to Friday Night Clive is Simone Connolly from Fair Share Midlands. Good evening, Simone. I'll get my teeth in.
Put your teeth in, Clive.
Do you know, we'll edit that bit out. Nobody will know. For anybody who's unfamiliar with Fair Share Midlands, tell me about the charity and your work.
Fair Share Midlands is part of the national charity Fair Share. So Fair Share as a collective is the UK's largest surplus food redistribution charity. So we basically provide a solution to the food industry for when surplus food occurs across their supply chain. And what we do with that surplus food is we bring it into our network of warehouses, we store the food, log the food, and then redistribute that food out to thousands of community groups across the country. That's nationally. Mm-hmm. Fair Share Midlands actually supports about 550 community organisations, and we reach through those community organisations about 70,000 people every single week. So it's a big old operation.
It is. And I mean, what sort of things that go wrong in the supply chain that give rise to there being surplus food?
Yeah, I mean, I think any organisation, whether it's food, anybody that produces or manufactures something, there's always going to be surplus. There's so many reasons why surplus food occurs, but I would say kind of number one reason is forecasting. So your main retailers, just knowing exactly how many people are going to walk through their doors and purchase the items that they're selling. So that is very difficult to get for night. So there's always, and also manufacturers and producers don't want to let the retailers down, so they tend to overproduce so they can commit to their orders, and consumers are then happy that when they walk into a store they've got the food that they want and they need.
Tell me about the Christmas challenge then, Double Helpings. How does that work?
Yeah, so we've been very fortunate this year to have passed the criteria for being a beneficiary charity of the Big Give. So effectively what that means is when somebody makes a donation, their donation is doubled. So you make a £10 donation, it's actually £20. So it's a fantastic way for people to support a charity. And this year, Fair Share Midlands, we're hoping that people will support us. Giving your money, and your money is doubled. So it's not costing you anymore, but your money is effectively is doubled. So it's a great way for people to support a charity. And for that, you know, for that, the difference that money makes is significantly more.
And you've also got the Big Give going on as well that you've just mentioned. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's it. So that's basically the Big Give. So
the Big Give is you
donate to help us distribute food over the Christmas period, and whatever money you donate is doubled. So you donate £1, it's £2. So it really is. It's just straightforward as that. So it's just a great initiative. We had to go through a certain criteria to be able to qualify for this great scheme, but it is a great way for donators to support charity. So what we're hoping for is that we reach our target, which is, I think, is £12,500.
Oh, that was my next question.
Which will allow us. Yeah, so we're getting there, but that's why I'm here tonight. Hopefully listeners can, go to our website and have a look and support us. But we'll effectively allow us to and support our distribution over the Christmas period and help us to support and distribute 50,000 meals. So it will make a massive difference.
Now, you say there are about 50,000 meals. How many people do you estimate live in poverty in the UK, and particularly in the West Midlands and in the Black Country? Have you got any figures that you can throw at me?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, it's huge. In the UK, at least 8.4 million people are living in poverty. That's likely to be much more now. I think these are kind of 2016 stats. But in the Midlands, or the West Midlands specifically, there's 1.4 million people that are living in poverty. So the West Midlands account for a lot of those people that are living in poverty. And the situation isn't getting any better, despite our efforts and the huge amount of work that Fair Share does. I mean, we're effectively improving access to good food. But, you know, the cost of living is going up. You know, this year, over the next 12 months, we're saying another £1,700 it's going to cost us for, you know, basics. So that is going to get worse. And people don't need to go hungry. There is so much surplus food in the supply chain. And we just, you know, our role is really to get that food to organisations, frontline organisations, so we're supporting those 1.4 million people and more. Particularly over the Christmas period.
And that went, I think that's when it hits people the hardest, isn't it, over Christmas more than anything, because there's more of a focus on food. And you see all these wonderful adverts for, you know, supermarkets and all other sorts of people with these sumptuous displays of food and what have you. And you think some people are just not even going to get anywhere near that. And I find that quite sobering, quite a sobering thought.
Yeah, it is. And surplus food becomes, you know, there's so much more over the festive period, because obviously, you know, more food is being bought, more food's being produced, and therefore the knock-on effect of that is there's always going to be more surplus food. Mm. So there's certainly more to redistribute, and we know, like you say, you know, people are, you know, do struggle throughout December. So so that's what we're asking listeners to support us, to help us distribute as much food as we can. We're never going to reach 1.4 million people.
No.
You know, we would love to, you know, we will never be able to do as much as we would. You know, the ambition is to stop surplus food altogether and there'll be nobody in poverty, but we're not going to achieve that as an organisation. But the more people we can reach with this great food, the better.
Now, the pandemic continues to rumble around. I don't think we're not going to get shot of it anytime soon. What sort of challenges does that present for you?
Well, it's been a very challenging year. I mean, we haven't skipped a beat as an organisation. We haven't missed a day. Our activity almost trebled at the height of the pandemic. We were fortunate because obviously people were furloughed, so we had lots of volunteers supporting us. But clearly, you know, people are going back to work now, so just having enough kind of boots on the ground to support our very busy kind of schedule and operation is a challenge. Keeping our staff safe, keeping our volunteers safe, making sure we're keeping our members safe. It's an ongoing challenge that, you know, everybody's facing. So, you know, we're certainly not exempt from that. I think the other thing is, at the height of the pandemic, you know, there was quite a bit of funding. People were really aware of all of the issues, and that kind of financial support was like it's never been before, but that's certainly slowed down. So we now need to make sure we are sustainable as an organisation. You know, there's 70,000 people that rely on us every single week. So, yeah, a whole host of challenges that most charities are faced with. And the other thing is, you know, the voluntary sector charities have been hugely resilient. Over the last 18 months, you know, we have provided across the charitable sector the kind of, you know, that frontline service. We've been an absolute, you know, rock to save thousands and thousands of people. So, you know, as an organisation, we're quite tired. So any support that we can get to keep us going across, you know, to the end of the year would be, you know, we'll be hugely grateful for that.
So you'd welcome volunteers, additional volunteers?
Yeah, absolutely. Volunteers, yeah. So, I mean, we've got warehouses across the Midlands. We've got a fantastic website where people can find out much more about Fair Share Midlands and where we're based and much more about what we do. The website will also direct people to the Big Give campaign. So if people are feeling like they can donate, that it's very clear how you would do that. But yeah, any support that we can get, just like any other charity, you know, voluntary support, financial support, or just being interested in our work and advocating for us. You know, food waste is a massive problem for the planet, and hunger is a massive problem. So, you know, for people to be interested in what we're doing and to kind of get behind our cause and support us is very welcome.
If I was a grower then, or part of a supply chain or a retailer, and I noticed that I was having a surplus of food and I wasn't sure what to do with it, can I just come to you directly and say, look, I've got 6 pallets of whatever. Can you do something with it? I can literally just ring you up and go, help, I've got this stuff, I'm not going to bin it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, And again, you know, through the website, yeah, but, you know, producers, growers, if you have surplus food, be in touch. And we can't always say, you know, we can't always take it, but we'll certainly try. You know, we want that food to be consumed. We don't want you to be wasting it.
No, that's right.
But we do recognise redistributing food is incredibly challenging for particularly producers, farmers, you know, growers, those that kind of work on very small margin, you know, profit margins. We know it's incredibly challenging. So to help us with that challenge, we also lobby the government for them to put more investment into redistribution so we can support food growers. But sadly, we don't quite get the recognition from central government that is, I believe, deserved. Mm-hmm. But we're working on it.
Yes, it's a continued work in progress. Now, you mentioned a second ago that you can't always take surplus food. What circumstances would present themselves and that would prevent you from doing that?
Well, I guess, you know, there's use by dates, there's best before dates.
Right, okay.
Whether we can actually pick the food up, you know, where it's located. There's all sorts of reasons why we might not be able to take it, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, we will. We had an example years ago where there were some products that had been date coded for America, but because that didn't comply with date coding in the UK or EU, we just couldn't take it. So there'll be various reasons, but it's unlikely that we wouldn't be able to take that food in and redistribute it to the frontline organisations that we support.
Sure. So let's recap then. The key thing here is the Big Give Christmas Challenge, isn't it? So for anybody that's just joined me, just reiterate how that works.
So the Big Give campaign is basically an opportunity for people to support Fair Share and the hundreds of community organisations that we exist to support. So you would make a donation through the Big Give campaign, which is all on our website. Mm-hmm. And if you donate £10, your money will be doubled. So £5 a pound, however much you can donate, mm-hmm. your money will be doubled. So it's a fantastic way of supporting Fair Share throughout the Christmas period and helping us distribute food to those frontline charities and community groups.
Simone Connolly from Fair Share Midlands, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive.
That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.